Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, September 16th. The legal team for a Cohasset man accused of killing and dismembering his wife was back in court yesterday. 48-year-old Brian Walsh was arrested in January of 2023 and indicted by a grand jury on charges including murder, misleading a police investigation, obstruction of justice, and improper conveyance of a human body. Anna Walsh's body was never found. In Norfolk Superior Court yesterday, state prosecutors said officials reviewed materials found on former state police trooper Michael Proctor's phone. There's a federal order connected to the Karen Reed trial saying the material should be destroyed by mid-October. Prosecutors didn't disclose exactly what was found. It's believed the information could affect several cases, including Walsh's murder trial. Also yesterday, the judge denied an appeal made by Walsh's attorneys to suppress key Google searches found on his phone and two tablets belonging to his children. Walsh's attorneys claim police went beyond the terms of a consent agreement when searching the phone and tablet, but the justice said allowing the appeal would not facilitate the administration of justice. Walsh's lawyers can appeal that decision to the full Supreme Court. Walsh, whose trial is set to begin October 20th, is being held without bail at the Norfolk County House of Corrections in Dedham. Last week, Walsh was stabbed in a housing unit at the jail. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was treated at a hospital in Boston. The Massachusetts Municipal Police Training Committee is investigating its police academy in Randolph. Following a recruit's allegations of abuse, the probe has led to the academy's director and two instructors being placed on leave. The investigation was launched after a recruit from the Quincy Police Department reported he was verbally abused and ordered to do training exercises that he says left him injured and unable to return to his class. Happened during the first days of training for the Randolph Academy's 22nd recruit class. A schedule shows the current class began on August 11th. The Massachusetts Municipal Police Training Committee, which operates the regional academy from the same building as its statewide headquarters, would not confirm the probe, stating it does not comment on ongoing personnel matters. Despite the personnel changes, a spokesperson says the current class is on track and the department remains deeply committed to ensuring recruits receive the highest quality instruction and support. The investigation in Randolph comes just weeks after a similar probe at the committee's police academy in East Falmouth ended with significant personnel changes. In August, seven people, including the academy's director, were fired after reports of harsh treatment of recruits. The Fall River Police Department said several agencies forwarded complaints about East Falmouth instructors and their actions resulted in injuries to some student officers and left others feeling humiliated. The recent events have brought increased scrutiny to police training in Massachusetts, especially since the death of recruit Enrique Delgado Garcia last September. Garcia died from injuries he sustained during a boxing match at the State Police Academy in New Braintree, an incident that prompted an independent investigation by the state attorney general. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott has agreed to repay money from his campaign account that he used for personal expenses. The Massachusetts Office of Campaign and Political Finance said McDermott used campaign funds for personal and business expenses in violation of state law. Under the terms of the civil agreement, McDermott agrees to pay $7,500 and to forgive a $10,000 personal loan to his campaign. McDermott also agrees to purge his committee funds by almost $29,000. McDermott acknowledged the agreement, saying he is committed to resolving the issue, but also stated that he never accepted any financial stipend from speaking engagements. The state says some of the funds were used for McDermott's real estate consulting work and NSO Cares nonprofit organization. The Healy-Driscoll administration announcing it's awarding nearly $15 million in skills capital grants to 65 high schools, colleges, and educational institutions. The funding will support schools and institutions to upgrade technology and instructional lab spaces, expand career programs for young people and adults, and increase capacity in workforce training programs across Massachusetts. Quincy High School will receive almost $189,000, and Quincy College will receive $195,000. The competitive grants were awarded to educational institutions that demonstrate partnerships with local businesses, as well as align curriculum and credentials with industry demand to maximize hiring opportunities. A man had to be flown to the hospital after he fell out of a tree in Whitman. Yesterday, 58-year-old man reportedly fell 20 to 25 feet from a tree in the woods behind 21 Highland Avenue at about 3 p.m. Emergency crews arrived within 4 minutes of the fall and found him 150 to 200 feet in the woods. Rushed to Whitman Police Headquarters, where he was flown by helicopter that was already in the area, to Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. The severity of the man's injuries was not immediately known. A horse was rescued after it was seen trotting down Interstate 93 in Randolph on Sunday. Drivers called 911 after seeing the horse near the Blue Hills Reservation. State police said the horse was a potential hazardous, dangerous, and disruptive event for passing motorists. It could have been a nightmare for the horse, since the animal is easily frightened. Horses can spook from anything new in their environment, from a barking dog to even a puddle. Luckily, several people in the area were able to calm the horse down so that it wouldn't run back into traffic while police worked to find the owner. Once found, the owner told police the horse had bumped her off while they were on a trail ride and had run away. It's unclear how far the horse went from its owner. The horse and her owner received a police escort back to the trails. Blue Hills Reservation is a state park with over 7,000 acres, spanning across several towns, including Quincy, Milton, Randolph, and Dedham. Quincy residents who are age 70 or older can now license their dogs for free. City Council last night voting unanimously to waive the $20 dog licensing fee to help older residents with the financial burden of dog licensing fees. State law allows cities and towns to waive the dog licensing fees for people 70 and older. However, the local community has to adopt that measure. Councilor at large Noel DeBona introduced the measure, which was approved on a 9-0 vote last night. Massachusetts just approved a new license plate design set to honor canine officers and their handlers. It's the brainchild of volunteers at the Canine PTSD Research Center in Seekonk. They are a place for retired police dogs to rehabilitate from their trauma and to live out their days. The plate will feature a design with police dogs on the left side, as well as the initials SG. They stand for Sean Gannon, the Yarmouth police sergeant and canine handler, was killed in the line of duty in 2018. Denise Gannon says there were roughly 400 canine handlers at her son's funeral. Soon there could be 3,000 plates with his initials on the road. They need to sell at least 3,000 license plates to cover the cost of production within the state. If they exceed expectations and there's money left over, it will go toward the center and other canine charities. If they don't sell enough, the remaining cost will fall on the center. The plates are $40 and can be purchased on the Canine PTSD Research Center's website. This past summer, Save the Harbor, Save the Bay brought over 8,000 community members to the waterfront for free cruises around the harbor or to see the Boston Harbor Islands, including nearly 50 young people from Quincy. All summer, Save the Harbor brought hundreds of kids from Greater Boston to join free cruises to the islands every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Each cruise began with an engaging orientation from harbor historian David Coffin on the history of and what to expect spending the day out on George's Spectacle or PedEx Island. The trips were led by Boston Public School students and Save the Harbor's Youth Jobs and Leadership Program. The Youth Employment Program allows the students to expand their knowledge on ecological protection and improve their leadership skills. Once on island, the youth staff led fun STEAM-based education activities like Fishing 101, the Treasures of Spectacle Island Archaeology Exploration, and hikes to view PedEx historic buildings, George's Fort Warren, or to the top of Spectacle's Drumlins for a great view of the Boston skyline. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 49. The NASDAQ rose 207. The S&P added 30. Asian stocks higher. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at $63 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox host the A's tonight at 6:45. Forecast from the National Weather Service: some morning clouds and fog, and then partly sunny with a high of 73. Tonight, a low of 57. Tomorrow, some morning clouds and afternoon sun, high of 74. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 80. Friday, mostly sunny and a high of 79. For the boater, waves about a foot. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 knots, high tide 7:23 a.m. Sunrise, 6:25, sets at 6:51. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, September 16th.